Although it's bright yellow, not many people have seen Anchorage's municipal flag. It's only flown in a few spots around the city, but as Alaska Public Media's Victoria Peterson reports, it's full of symbolism.
At Anchorage's public library, the geese are returning from winter and people are shuffling in and out of the newly renovated building. Abigail Ash comes here 2 to 3 times a week, always passing by the library's 3 large flagpoles.
I noticed the flag, I just didn't know what it stood for. I always saw my daughters even and come in here and you're like, what's that? I was like, I have no clue.
Ash is referring to the municipal flag, which flies next to the U.S. flag and the state flag at the library. Most people don't notice it or know what it stands for. Don Bergman also frequents the library about twice a week.
I look at the flags, all 3 of them, and occasionally I notice they're at half mast and I'm curious about why. I never noticed it was the city flag. Now that I know that, I'll appreciate it.
The library and museum are among the few places in Anchorage where you can see the flag flying in the wind. Both Bergman and Ash agree that Anchorage needs a city flag and that they'd like to see it around more.
Oh yeah, sure, we need a flag.
It stands for us, of course.
The flag features the municipal seal, designed with Captain Cook's ship, the Resolution, a nod to the explorer's history with Anchorage. It has a large anchor and a small airplane to symbolize Anchorage as a port and as the air crossroads of the world. The seal sits on a field of bright yellow and the words Anchorage, Alaska adorn the top and the bottom of the seal. Ted Kay is a vexillologist, which means he studies the design of flags. Kay lives in Portland and is the secretary for the North American Vexillological Association. He says poorly designed flags are flown less, which may explain why few Anchorage residents recognize their own flag.
I like to say that in every bad flag design, there's a good flag design trying to get out. And Anchorage's flag is no exception. It has great imagery. An anchor for Anchorage is just super. But writing the words Anchorage, Alaska on the flag, in a sense, shows that Anchorage is insecure about its symbolism.
Kay has written numerous books about flag design, including one about the history and design of 150 different city flags across the nation. He says his researchers found nearly nothing when gathering information about Anchorage's flag.
We know what the design represents, but we didn't know who had designed it or exactly when. That was just not available to our researchers when we contacted Anchorage.
After reaching out to the museum, the mayor's office, and the library, it was discovered that Anchorage artist Joan Kimura was the original designer. A longtime artist in Anchorage, Kimura taught art at the University of Alaska Anchorage, and formerly the Anchorage Community College, from 1973 to 1994. The UAA Kimura Art Gallery is named in her family's honor. Kimura submitted an acrylic painting of her flag design for a contest the city was having in 1973. It's almost exactly the same as the flag flying at the museum and the library today. Thorne Bay, Wrangell, Wasilla, Homer, Houston, and Ketchikan are a handful of other cities in Alaska that have official flags. North Pole features Santa Claus in their flag, while Seward's flag was chosen in 2016 from a contest that featured art from over 350 school children. Some might ask why a city flag is important. Kay says flags can be used for people to identify with and to rally around.
City flags look both inward and outward. Inward, they create a sense of identity to tie the residents together and help define who they are. Outward, a flag creates a brand to represent the city to the outside world.
Residents see the municipal seal everywhere, from liquor licenses to ballots to the sides of municipal vehicles. However, spotting it flying is far rarer. In Anchorage, I'm Victoria Peterson.